Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
Back here on the scene with the We Have Some Sports radio machine, Harry. We got two baseball games, and we got golf. That's all that matters, right?
That's right, yeah.
I mean, isn't that all that really matters?
Listen, Tony, I go from about Sunday night at 7:30 until Thursday at 4. That's my downtime. I'm just trying to survive those days. And once I get to about Thursday afternoon and I flip on the television, I'm good.
You're
for
good.
The next 4 days.
You're like Duke being a two seed, just surviving and advancing.
I'm just surviving in advance.
Just getting Mercer in the first round.
Exactly right.
But I would like to thank the sports leagues. I would like to thank the NBA, the WNBA, the NHL, the MLS, and all of the other sports teams who have shut it down maybe into the weekend. Perfect timing. This way I won't miss anything when I go on vacation for 10 days, Harry.
That's right.
So I want to thank
You're going to the bubble,
I'm
and the bubble is shutting down.
I know. That's okay. I'll keep you up to date on what's going on in the bubble.
Which is actually kind of annoying because we were going to go down there and confront people in the bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I was going to go look for IG models, sneak some in for LeBron to calm his ass down
right.
a little bit.
Well, he's a family man.
No doubt about it.
I was looking for you to get a media credential and do some reporting on
games. We were going to go see people down there, and now the bubble, like, disperses.
Go on rides during the day and then go to games at night.
I'm going to Disney. That's what I'm telling people right now. Screw all y'all. I'm going to Disney.
I'm going to Disney. We made reservations.
Yes,
so
we did.
So Sunday, we are at Epcot. Monday, we are at Disney World or Magic Kingdom. Tuesday,
we're going to Universal Studios.
We're going to Universal Studios.
Yes.
Wednesday, we're taking a day off and staying and laying
chilling,
out by the resort.
Chilling. You know where we're going to be on Wednesday, Harry?
That's a load management day.
Yes, I need load management.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid will be joining me down there to reminisce about the four-game sweep, and we'll just go play-by-play, and we'll stop the...
Oh, bro, I'm low-key faded, bro.
Are you going to that Harry Potter? Isn't that
That's
Harry
a Universal, yeah. I'm not a Harry Potter guy.
Oh, you're not?
Nah.
Are you guys
but I heard
am.
The ride's good.
I am
go
totally
on rides.
A Harry
I saw
Potter.
The first three movies. They weren't bad.
I didn't see any
I read
of
the
movies.
Books. Yeah. I didn't read
I got
I
no
didn't
time
the
for the books.
You guys going to do that drink around
I
Epcot
read,
thing?
Huh?
Nah, it's not possible to drink around Epcot.
No?
And it's expensive, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Man. What up, Miss Pinky, yo?
Yeah, I'm running out of hats, so if you guys come back next Monday, I'll wear the little Mickey ears on my head for
oh,
the full show.
Yes.
Robin's got
do
a Mickey Mouse shirt. Oh, you had it on earlier. What'd you do with your Mickey Mouse shirt? Bro.
Took it a woof.
Wait, you're running out of hats?
Yeah.
I've got about 100 I could give
I
to
you.
Yeah, I'm running out of hats, so I'm saying I'll do a full show with just Mickey ears on if they come back and bring them to me. Again, I just moved into my apartment in Philly.
Right.
Yeah, and I was looking through my stuff. I'm like, I'm down to like 4 or 5. You know what I mean? I need at least 7.
Now, you can drink around the world, but it doesn't make any sense, Harry. First of all, it's not possible to drink in all the countries at Epcot. Have you been to Epcot?
No.
And there's different countries, and there's different bars, and it's fun. But that's just that's one of those fanboy things. You know, you think I'm a tough guy. I'm going to go in there and drink in Mexico, then I'm going to go to Britain, and then I'm going to go to North Dakota, and then I'm going to go to the White House.
Well, so what is it? Just beers from around the world?
No,
or is
there
all kinds of stuff?
It's all different countries are represented.
So Mexico, they have a tequila bar.
Right.
It's a great tequila bar, by the way.
It's fantastic.
Great tequila bar.
Top regular.
Shelf. I mean, more tequilas than you will ever see anywhere
else.
Yeah,
if I drink tequila, I'm not drinking anything else.
That's the problem. You go into the tequila bar, you have a couple of pops, and then you're going to stumble into Italy.
Yeah, no.
The best part was when we were there, and it was my birthday one of the years.
Yeah.
And I had a pin that said, you know, it's my birthday, so everybody says happy birthday to you, so you feel like you're important, you know what I mean?
Right.
and these Italian women were outside. There were white chicks.
So now here's the thing. See, every single country actually hires people from that country to represent the country and be there.
So you are exactly the opposite of me.
So anyway, so we're standing outside.
It's not my birthday.
It's not my birthday.
And then these Italian chicks.
Stay away from me.
But no, you get greased. You get like free dessert in the restaurants if you have one of these stupid pigs.
I don't want dessert.
I know how to work the angles there. I don't know how to work.
See, Harry's like, if I got a free drink, I'd wear one.
Yeah, but
you may get a free shot. So I mean, Robin would wear one when it wasn't her birthday, just so she could get greased.
Right.
Hell yeah.
That's a violation.
That is.
That is so not true, by the way.
No free drinks, no peace.
You big liar. But we were in Italy, Little Italy there.
It's not Little Italy. So the country of Italy.
But
so there are these hot Italian chicks outside, and they're dancing and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then they come walking by, and they started cursing at me in Italian.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, they were saying things that I understood.
Yeah, not quite so nice.
Why?
They were calling
What'd
me faccia brut, which means ugly face. So it sounds, you know, Italian, everything sounds, hey, faccia brut.
So they were ripping you?
Yes, in Italian, not realizing.
Oh, so they
because they
that
thought
day.
That I didn't understand.
Ah.
So I started calling them names in Italian. Hey, puttana, vaffanculo, disgraziato, disonorato. I went right back at these bitches. Right back in their faces, those grease bullshits.
And what happened?
Nothing. They were like, oh, my God.
You should have said in Italian, make your move.
Make your move, bitch. Make your move, bitch. But it was funny because they had no idea, you know, because, you know, at Disney, all the employees, they can't say anything nasty. You know, they got to be cast members. They got to be clean. You know, I could have gone and complained.
I would have complained
to the management.
Yeah.
They were hot, though, huh?
So what?
No, but everybody laughed.
Let them go work at Rachel's.
Exactly. Some of them probably did. They may be there now working a day shift.
It could be.
Well, they sent all of the people that were from different countries, they sent them home for COVID. So there are no foreign workers that are working in Epcot right now.
That's all right. I don't need them. I just need me and the rides. That's all I need, Harry. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Now, will sports be here when you come back?
You know, at this point, Harry, I don't really care. No, of course they will. You think these leagues, you think these players, listen, guys like LeBron, these multi-billionaires, they don't need sports.
No, I know they don't.
But a lot of people do.
Yeah.
How about the football teams? They're out there practicing now.
Well, see, here's the thing with the NBA. The ratings were already in the toilet for this reboot. Now, I'm watching it. Ross Steen's watching it. Couch Guy's watching it. I get that.
I'm out now. But, I'm officially out.
Oh, you're, Oh, no, wait. This is breaking news because you were out 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. I'm really out now.
Oh, now
my protest is I'm out on the NBA.
Okay.
I will not even acknowledge it. I will not have an NBA segment today. I will not have an NBA guest today or tomorrow unless PJ Carlissimo calls from the golf course. Because PJ was supposed to be on yesterday, and then everything broke loose.
Right, right.
And then they were told, ESPN employees and TNT would say, don't go anywhere. You can't say anything because we don't know what's going
on. So he was on lockdown until he got permission, and then he contacted me last night going, I can do it tomorrow. We've been let off of lockdown. We can talk about it. And then I said, are we still good for today? And he goes, yes, except if we can go early and we go to the golf course.
So you know what those guys do. I mean, it's a day off. They're not going to have any games. Hey, we're not working today. Let's go play golf. Well, we're at Disney.
You're in Disney until what, September 4th?
No.
5th. We come back on Saturday the 5th.
Okay, so the 5th you return. September 10th is supposed to be NFL kickoff.
That's why we planned it the way we planned it.
Yeah, because I wanted to be back for the start of the season.
Right.
Screw the NHL. Screw the NBA.
Will we have a start to the NFL season?
Oh, yeah, that's my question.
2 weeks away, Harry.
Just wanted to get the dates in order, Harry.
Now, people are commenting on your shirt, Harry, because it's a Philadelphia Eagles green shirt, but it doesn't say Eagles on top.
No, it says McGurk's. It's an establishment.
That's what people are wondering.
Yeah.
McGurk's, but spelled M-A-G-E-R-K-S.
Right. McGurk.
It's a bar. I know it. It's a bar. But what does that have to do with the Eagles? Is that a copyright infringement separation?
Yes, it is.
Is it a copyright infringement?
Absolutely.
Good. That's all I wanted to know. Anyway, enough about that. But I love these strappers on Twitter. I'm just blocking everybody. All of you young punks.
How do you know they're all young?
Because this is what this guy tweets. Legit cannot wait till this generation dies off. That's the kind of...
Oh, okay.
And these are like local yokels, 4th and John strappers. You know the 4th and John boys and girls?
Okay, I know some
strappers.
Of them.
Strappers. Yeah. I can't wait till this generation... What about your mom and dad? What about your grandparents there, quarterbacks or us? Walt? What about that, baby? You can't wait till your grandmom and grandpop die, or your dad or your mom? Is that what kind of low-life piece of human excrement you are? Is that what you are?
Tony,
what?
We have already learned that the people on Twitter,
But to actually say to somebody that you disagree with, I can't wait till you die off. How pathetic do you have to be? Do I ever wish death on anybody?
No.
Do I ever want to hurt somebody?
No.
Do I ever want to make you cry? See, that's a little lyric.
Come
there.
On, man. I like
Come
that.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you really want to hurt me? I think was the name of the song.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Was that Culture Club?
That was Culture Club. Oh, that was their first hit, I think. Yeah.
Exactly. That's before Boy George went off on his own.
Right, right.
Did I tell you about the Boy George in the men's room story with me in Boston at the Boston Garden?
Do I want to hear this?
Yes, you do, huh?
Was this at a sporting event or a concert?
No, so I was working for Sunny 104.5 here in Philly, and the guy who owned the station owned the big music station in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
The guy was number one, and it was the station. And they had this big event every year, and I forget the radio station. But they would have the Boston Garden for a weekend, and they would bring in all the big acts. And the one night I was there, we were backstage. They had the Fabulous Thunderbirds, Harry, singing Am I Tough Enough?
Right, Tough Enough, yeah.
They had Boy George out there. The list was endless. They had every big name act
that
was there.
That lead singer for the Fabulous Thunderbirds used to wear that Tam.
Yeah,
that
he was awesome. That's a great song.
It's not a good look, though.
Well, come on. Can we play a little Is That Tom? Are you Tough Enough? Love that song. You don't like that song by the Fabulous Thunderbirds?
I'm okay with the song. I just didn't like
that. Bass beat
I just didn't
it.
Like the hat he always wore.
Is that tough enough? So I go into the bathroom, and so Boy George is mulling around, and he's dressed, in different clothing.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes into the ladies' room first.
Now, was he in his clothing to go on stage?
Yeah, he performed.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he comes out, and he goes into the ladies' room first, and then a couple of women were like, whoa! And then he comes into the men's room. So that was way before the he-me pronoun era.
Right,
that was 1984, Harry.
Yeah.
This was cool, the pronoun stuff, before pronouns were even – people knew what a pronoun was.
Mm-hmm. They still don't.
That's Stevie Ray Vaughan's brother in there, Jimmy
that's
Ray
right.
Vaughan.
That's right. Yeah, Jimmy's a guitar player.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
This is story time with Uncle Tony.
I think it's 30 years ago.
Today?
No, it's more than 30. Today's the anniversary, I think, of Stevie Ray's crash.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah,
I didn't check that out. But anyway, so that was, you mentioned the Fabulous Thunderbirds. You mentioned Boy George. You know who else was there? The Heart.
Oh, yeah.
And they're great. The Wilson Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this was some big-time groups, Harry. These aren't these strapper groups now that have, like, one hit and they go do a concert. They have to have 15 people so they can all do their one song and get the hell out.
Yeah, it is 30 years ago today, August 27th, 1990.
Exactly right. Yeah.
I tried queuing up Tough Enough, but there's a 30-second intro of them setting it up that the band is playing at like a construction site or a mill
something. That was the video.
So I'm still scrolling and scrolling. Like, when does it actually get to the music?
Bananarama was not there, but Heart was great. I mean, they were all great bands. I mean, Boy George was red hot, Heart, and then Fabulous Thunderbirds, Harry. Come on, man. I got to hear just a taste of that. Just a taste. This song doesn't blow. It's a good song. There we go. Oh, I got to get the sticks out for this, Harry. Practice, bitch. We're pulling out of this just against the week. I would walk 10 miles on my
hands and knees. Ain't no doubt about it, baby. Is the guy wearing the hat? I wrestle with the line. Yep.
Yep, he's rocking it. It's my life, baby,
but I don't care. Is that tough enough? Is that tough enough? Was this song in Roadhouse? It probably was.
When is the NBA and hockey coming back?
As soon as this song's over, Harry.
Jeez.
The NBA is listening in and they want to know if they're tough enough to come back, Harry.
Song ends in 3 weeks.
I know.
It's not an Allman Brothers song.
No, it's not right.
Come on, man.
What do you think this is? Whipping Post?
Mountain Jam?
Right. Oh, God.
I know.
Isn't there any live baseball I can bet right now, Couch Guy?
There's a couple of games on, Harry.
Something right now?
For all of you,
anything.
Can I jump in live to something?
What about the KBA, Korean baseball?
No, that's
KBO.
KBO. The time difference.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that's right. It's my bad.
The Pirates holding a strong 1-0 lead over the St. Louis Cardinals right now. You get the Cardinals at +120.
Really?
You know what I mean? You don't think the Pirates
inning?
Are
what inning is that?
Let me check for you right now.
Oh, I'm jumping in on that.
Get that.
Live action?
Exactly.
2-0 Seattle over the Padres.
Uh-oh.
The San Diego Padres down.
3-0 now.
Is it 3-0 now? What's up with the Padres? Mariners are hot all of a sudden, too. We're coming back. Dan Lust, the official lawyer of the Tony Bruno Show, Sports Law Lust, is going to join us. There's a lot to talk about, including the Big Ten being sued
by
Nebraska.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
Back here on the scene, trying to use facts before we give an opinion on things. That's the way I've always done it. The world has changed, though, Harry, but I'm not going to change about that. Get some facts, as the great Jim Calhoun once said, Harry.
Get some facts and come back and see me.
Exactly. That's what Dan Lust does. You know why, Harry? Because he's a lawyer.
Well, he's a lawyer. He's got to deal with facts.
You just can't make stuff up when you're a lawyer. Am I right, Dan Lust, the official attorney of the Tony Bruno Harry May Show?
I mean, you can make stuff up. You still can do it. I mean, you're not supposed to. But, I mean, you still can.
and then the opposing attorney says, "Strike that, Your Honor. Out of order. You're out of order." And then the judge says, "Well, jury, disregard that last comment. Like they're not going to remember what somebody just said."
See, I'm going to give you an interesting behind the scenes. The witnesses, they're under oath, right? And so the attorneys can say whatever they want. But in closing argument, when you have those fancy scenes in trial, what we say is, it doesn't matter what the other attorney said. That's not an evidence. What's an evidence is what the sworn testimony. So lawyers actually can make up a lot of stuff. So people don't always know that. You can say it for dramatic effect, just like this, Tony. Like when I pull off my glasses.
Oh,
and
I love that look. Harry
point.
Said that's a Scott Pelley CBS news.
Scott Pelley does
didn't
that.
They pull
I'm
going to
break it
air,
out.
Though? Is he gone, Scott
I
Pelley?
I think he's 60 minutes only.
I don't know what he's doing anymore. Meanwhile, let's get down to the business. Because yesterday we were going back and forth on Twitter. You're on there all the time giving the actual legal ramifications of this. And when we were talking on the air yesterday, you said you were listening, and we were talking about Milwaukee and how is it possible that the Orlando Magic could be there ready to play and the Bucks decide to leave and not play and that not be considered a forfeit situation. And then I said, and then you agreed when we talked earlier, that the NBA stepped in immediately because they didn't want that to be a forfeit, because then they would have to deal with other teams not wanting to play and maybe one team wanting to play. So they called off the jam, as they used to say in roller derby, right?
Right. So, I mean, there's a little bit of there's very little transparency as to what's going on. We did hear a report yesterday that the Orlando Magic were refusing to accept it as a forfeit. So you're just reading between the lines. That tells you that that was presented to the Magic and they refused to accept it. So, again, we've all played some type of sports at some level, right? If you can't field a team or you don't show up for travel soccer or rec basketball, that's a forfeit. They don't postpone the game if the other team shows up. So, is it a boycott if the game doesn't happen? I'm not sure if it is at that point. Now, what the NBA did, which I thought was interesting from, just a preemptive level, they went ahead and they spoke to the union. They put out a collaborative statement. They said that the NBA and the National Basketball Players Association have agreed to postpone the rest of the games. So what that does, Tony and Harry, you can't have a strike if management is condoning what you're doing.
Right.
So those last couple games, I don't know what exactly would have happened if both teams would have stepped off, but it was just the Milwaukee Bucks that were initiating this boycott, strike, whatever you want to call it. But if both teams, if there is no game, right, if you're just postponing it, the NBA is getting ahead of that. So you can't say whether they're having a strike. Now, Tony, separate issue that we're having this morning. I know some reports the NBA is going to be back Friday. They're going to be back by the weekend. But all of a sudden, there's reports that the players put together a list of actionable items.
Yep.
That sounds a lot like you would use a terminology if there was a strike, if you're making demands to management. So I don't really think we're out of the water totally on the NBA front. I don't know what this list of actionable items are. I don't know if the NBA agreed to it. But there does seem to have been some give and take here in the last 24 hours.
Well, before we get to the next one, I saw the story about in Milwaukee in the newspapers there, and the Bucks were demanding that the legislature in the state of Milwaukee, which is off like most legislatures are in the summer, be called into an emergency session to deal with the shooting incident. I don't know how that fixes anything, and if If they do that, that's fine. I don't really care what they do. I'm just saying that that's one of the demands of the Milwaukee Bucks players, that the legislature and the governor there, who didn't call in the National Guard or the police, I don't know how they fix that, and I don't even know what that accomplishes at this point.
Well, interestingly, it's a demand. It's not a that is not a demand to the NBA. What's the NBA is not the legislature. They're right. Not going to do anything. So when I saw the story yesterday, if the Bucks were sitting out and they're making a statement, they're making a demonstration, power to them. But they're not asking the NBA to do anything in particular. They're not asking for more money. It's nothing that the NBA can do. So that's not viewed as a traditional strike. If you're not striking against your employer, you're just kind of sitting out, which is closer to maybe a holdout situation than it is a pure strike. And there could be fines and ramifications for not playing. But that's different than the story that we're getting today that's come across Twitter of this list that, the players got together across various teams and came up with a list of actionable items for the NBA, whether that's money, whether that's, the ability to put different things on their jerseys or something on the social justice movement. That's a completely different story. But that, again, is pointing us a little bit closer to a strike, which would carry with it a whole other host of issues. But I don't know if we're quite there yet, but definitely trending in that direction.
So what do we call it? Because there's boycott, there's NBA boycott, NBA strike. So what's the hashtag that
walk
I have to
out
use now? What are we calling this technically, Dan, from a legal perspective?
I mean, if a tree falls and no one's around to hear it, does it make a sound? If you sit out a game and there's no games to be played, I don't know if anything actually happened. Mm-hmm. It's just as like a, what's the difference between that and like a rain, rain postponement? Nothing. I mean, just calling it like I see it. If there was a game, right? And Tony, you and I spoke about this offline. The Bucks, you guys know I watch these games as a bettor, as a sports fan. The Bucks were going to win that game, right? They can take another loss and make that series 3-2 and still be fine. Mm-hmm. I think that sends a tremendous, much bigger statement if they took a loss in that series than anything else. Let it be 3-2. I'm sure the Bucks wanted that.
At Sports Law Lust, you got to follow Dan on Twitter and on Instagram. All right, Dan, I understand that there's also some ramifications to this regarding the CBA and a certain date deadline.
Yes.
That could be affected if there's some sort of drawn-out strike, walkout, lockout, whatever you want to call it.
Right. So, we've talked about this, this deadline to cancel the CBA. That right now, guys, is October 15th. That's kind of been a moving target over these past couple months. They've kept it's now the second time they've moved that back. First, it was to May, and then it was to September. And now we're all the way in October 15th. So why that date is important, you can call it the rough deadline for the NBA to complete the season. Right now, the owners are the only ones that can cancel the season, cancel the CBA. And that would obviously tear apart, which should be years of labor peace just with the way the CBA is set up. So if the players don't finish the season by October 15th, that's a very big trigger for the owners to pull. Do I think they're going to pull it? Not necessarily. But my gut in all of this, there has to be a logical completion to the season, right? If you're going to start playing next games January 1st, right, December, there's got to be a break in the middle of the year. So my gut in all of this is that Silver, and the NBA's leadership got together with the head of the Players Association and said, guys, we move this back to October 15th. That allows us a little bit of time. We're not going to extend this thing again. Let's just get the season done. We'll give you whatever, concessions we need to make behind the scenes, under the table, guys. I don't know if we'll ever see what this was at the light of day, but just bizarre to me that you could have the Lakers and Clippers saying, we're not going to play anymore. And then hours later, guys, we'll be back on Friday. Yeah. Let's not worry about the fact that we weren't going to play because we're on board now. My gut, my common sense is that something was given behind the scenes.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, because obviously LeBron's the most powerful voice. But when he's on dropping F-bombs on Twitter in all caps, the commissioner has to step in. Again, not to tell the guy not to say what he wants. But when you're making demands and you're threatening to screw the rest of the league, and you and the other team in L.A. are both favorites to be an NBA championship team, I don't know how LeBron can get away. I'm sure every player, every other member of the NBA is not going to say, yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
You want to go. Yes. Go travel. Go explore. Go find a new city. Go reconnect with friends. Go have fun. That's why we created Ongo, the trusted rapid COVID-19 self-test. Ongo gives you accurate COVID test results and peace of mind in just minutes. So anywhere you go, you'll know if you're COVID-19 free, and you'll know you're protecting loved ones. Ongo is readily available at letsongo.com, Amazon, Walgreens, or walmart.com. Use promo code ONGO15 for 15% off at letsongo.com today.
If LeBron's willing to give up a championship, now maybe they do, I don't know. If LeBron's willing to give up another championship, Harry, then I'm going to go right along with him. What about the guys who aren't making any money?
Right.
Guys who need jobs, who need to go out there and continue to prove that they belong in the NBA.
So I saw a report from Woj this morning that I guess there was a majority of players that were willing to play. That was this morning. So there is definitely some misinformation going on. And Woj's tweet was that it's optimistic that there's a majority of players willing to play. Now, I'm sitting here again, the lawyer in me, the fan in me. I don't really think it's that optimistic that 51% of players are willing to play. And Tony and Harry, guess who's probably not playing, right? The guys that have enough money to afford to not play. Those are the stars of the NBA. So the news cycle doesn't make sense to me that you could go from not playing to sitting out to playing in 48 hours. And then social justice level, I'm not sure how much of a message it sends that you sat out for 2 days. I think it's much stronger if you took a loss. So there's definitely some back and forth going on between the league and the union that I don't think we've seen the end of. It doesn't make sense to me that we have.
I totally agree. And then the NHL, again, they can do whatever they want. People think that I'm angry that they. I don't care what they do. I mean, if they play, I give the reports and the scores. If they don't play, we don't talk about it. So that's the bottom line here. The fans want it. The fans are angry. You can see it all over social media. You know, I don't know how many of those fans have season tickets. Nobody's going to games anyway, so it doesn't matter this year. But the television ratings will reflect this. And that's the bottom line, is the people out there make the decision by turning the games on or not turning the games on. The other angle, though, Dan, is the gambling part of it. And certainly places like DraftKings, which yesterday had to pull a couple of games because when the Bucks game, you know, I jumped in. That was my first NBA bet.
That was your first one.
Minus 14. So I couldn't even get a bet in, and it had to be canceled. But now the people at DraftKings and all these other sites are posting stuff, and then the games are being canceled. It's got to be crazy in the books right now.
Tony, did you tease that down to 9.5?
No, I did not. No, I didn't have time. I wasn't able to get in until 5 minutes before the show started yesterday, Dan.
So, you know, I'm watching the DraftKings today. The stock at least took a hit last I was looking at it. I mean, I'm getting, just because people know I'm into the betting space, I'm into the sports space. Do I think DraftKings will take a hit from these boycotts? Sure. But I think another thing that I pointed out on Twitter, maybe coincidentally, maybe not, the Hard Knock series is their lowest ratings in the history of the show. I think they had it for the episode 2 and then episode 3. So you're kind of asking, will the NFL audience return when football comes week 1? I mean, I'm more concerned about ratings for DraftKings' stake. I don't think the boycotts really do anything, because, guys, we just pointed out, if it's a one-day delay, I'm not really sure that has any impact on the games. But I will say, maybe long-term, maybe what I would be more concerned about if I'm just kind of a better, if the sports are canceled, right, which we're still not out of the water of college football, maybe for football, for just general pandemic, I'm more concerned if they don't play. But I don't really think boycotts, you know, if it's just the equivalent of a rain delay at the end of the day, right? We're going to postpone it, you know, and the Brewers are going to play a doubleheader down the road. I don't really think that affects the stock at all. And that's just me kind of looking at it at a high level. And then, you know, I think more of a concern, guys, if these doubleheaders are going to be 7 innings, right, what that does for the season-long futures. I'm more concerned about that on just the legal level, but I don't think the boycotts affect the actual stock long term. That's just me.
Well, you brought up college football, and I saw a story. In fact, I saw it on your Instagram about Nebraska. There's 7 or 8 players that are getting together and planning to sue the Big Ten Conference for the right to play football. Any legs?
Harry, I appreciate the shout out to my Instagram account. Much appreciated.
That's good. On my own Instagram, I haven't checked lately.
Oh, he's a beast on Instagram.
See, I don't go on there. I just look for naked chicks that would want to come over.
I'm looking at that right now.
Okay, that's all Instagram's for, is for
that's
models.
That's not on my account. I have the sports stuff, Tony.
Yeah, he's all sports.
I have an Instagram, but I don't go in there unless there's chicks and there's IG
models. You know,
we have
the naked videos on your Instagram of you running through a parking lot, which is a great video.
People cannot unsee that right now. I mean, that's just...
cannot.
I'm on your Instagram more than you, Tom.
Permanently scarred.
Now, what about legal action against Deadspin? Huh? Can we take them down and punish them severely for fraud and misquoting and basically malfeasance?
Well, I guess two questions. So first to Harry's, and then Tony. I do because I did look into this, because I look out for you. I'm your show's attorney. I had to look into these issues. Nebraska's case. I'd like for Nebraska to have a good case against the Big Ten. I'm not so sure about it, because the Big Ten's a private organization. Kevin Warren, if they decide to go back, that's going to be on Kevin Warren, the Big Ten commissioner, to make that call. Whether 8 players can make a difference, I'm not really sure. Now, Tony, as for the Deadspin issue, I saw a headline that said, quote, NBA players cannot read. And I was obviously listening to the show at the time, and I don't recall you ever saying those words in those particular quotes. So, you know, you can't misquote someone. And obviously, Tony, you know, I've listened and watched the show for years. You're a public figure, and that standard is something called actual malice when it comes to defamation. So, you know, actual malice is proving that someone out there, be it a Deadspin or be it somewhere in the world, intentionally misquoted you. So that's the extra grind. That's the applicable standard. Whether, you know, we could meet that is a different question. But that's how the legal framework would work.
No, I hear you. That's the first thing. When you see a headline and it's in quotations and that's under my name, and then and you can read the hack writer who wrote this thing and see that his intent was not to be journalistically sound. I mean, it was a hit piece. And again, listen, I can take the heat if I'm guilty. But when you put a quote up there that I did not say, and then you have people coming after me and a lot of other people threatening me, that's just wrong, you know? I'm responsible for things that I say. I'm not going to be responsible for something I didn't say in quotations at the headline of a story. But newspaper did that. We saw it with the kid, you know, the Covington kid who won millions of dollars from all these news sites that slandered him and basically said that he was inciting a riot, which he didn't. So I'd like to take them down if we can.
So, Tony, I told you I brought this as a prop. Ready?
Yes.
They can't handle the truth.
Oh,
look at that headline. You didn't say that.
Exactly.
Just put it out there. I mean, you know, you did not say it in as clear of a term. So defamation, you know, it depends on the intent of what you said something and the clarity of which you said it. Again, I listened to the show again just because, you know, friend of the show. I'm just pro Bruno advice, pro bono advice. You never said the quote that they put in the headline. So
exactly.
I'll leave it
at
that.
That's fraud, is it not? Now, I know if we sue, they only get about $6 out of it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I didn't even know that site was still around. But that's what they do. That's why these kinds of sites should be taken down. If Twitter is suspending accounts for things that they deem wrong, how can actual fraud not be punished?
Well, especially in this day and age of cancel culture where somebody reads something, they take it at face value, and then there's all sorts of domino effect reactions because of that, and it affects people. You know, it affects livelihoods, and that's not okay.
So the story, at least, you know, Tony, whether or not you can sue, you could sue anyone for anything. Different question whether or not you could win. But those crazy stories out there about, you know, Dan Snyder's connection to Jeffrey Epstein, he sued the media company that made those allegations. And, you know, there's been a number of lawsuits. You can't, even if you're a public figure, you still do have rights. It's going to be a harder burden to prove. We saw this with Myles Garrett and Mason Rudolph not so long ago. Certain allegations were put into Mason Rudolph's mouth. Even as a public figure, it's a harder standard to prove. But, you know, that's why the law exists. And that's why, courtrooms exist for these type of disputes.
Well, yeah, I want to ask Dan about that Dan Snyder piece that came out this week in the Washington Post.
The Sally Jenkins one yesterday.
I mean,
yeah.
It seems like somebody somewhere, and I have an idea of who it is, because this guy wants to buy the team from Dan, and he wants to discredit Dan and make him sell the team. Do you think that there's enough in that piece that they could have a case to go against Dan Snyder and squeeze him out?
He's given Dan's a bad name across the country.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I know.
Yes.
You are in no way affiliated with Dan Snyder. Let's make that clear.
No affiliation to Dan Snyder. No affiliation to Kendra Lust. One and two. We just got to make those two clear. So, I mean, guys, listen. I remember I spoke to you guys about, I'm not sure if it was online or on the air, but that Washington Post piece, there was all these smoke that it was going to be this huge story. And when it came out, big story about a toxic culture, sexual harassment going on in the organization. But nothing that directly tied Dan Snyder to those allegations.
Right.
My gut, you know, just my journalistic instinct, my legal instinct is that this was supposed to be one mega story altogether and that they had to pull it back to get a name associated with the story. And now, for those that don't know, there's a story, Larry Michael, who worked in the radio booth, right, who's with broadcasting. There is a former employee that is saying that Larry Michael directed an employee of the team to make, we'll say, you can use your imagination, but
a
behind-the-scenes video of a scantily clad cheerleader shoot. And we'll say maybe some, what did Janet Jackson say? Like
a wardrobe malfunction. Yes.
It was a titillating point of the article. It's the only titillation in the entire story.
That's a very interesting word you use, Tony.
That's what I'm trying to keep it. I'm trying to, if people didn't read it, I want them to think. It was a nip slip. I mean, we can say it on the show. It was a nip slip.
A handful of very selective ones. But apparently, and the allegation is, at least in the Washington Post, that a video full of those particular segments of the clip, maybe some behind the scenes, that was made specifically for Dan Snyder. So this is the first allegation that you have tying Snyder either knowingly or maybe he should have known about a toxic culture that was going on. If that video landed on my desk and I controlled the organization, you know that there'd be heads to roll if I really didn't approve of that. So that's the type of allegation, the character and nature of those allegations that obviously already, guys, have forced Roger Goodell to make a statement. This is Roger Goodell's first statement about Dan Snyder since these allegations came out. We got that yesterday. So I don't know if it's going to be enough to get Snyder to sell, but the fact that he's tied into this is definitely going to push that more in that direction than we had just with a general toxic culture that did not involve him.
Yeah, we mentioned it earlier when the first thing came down with the name change and all of that and all the stories about the women. And then he fired Larry David. He fired all these people. And then it calmed down for a while. And then all of a sudden the Washington Post goes right back at him. And Harry and I were just, again, speculating that there's no doubt Jeff Bezos would like to be the owner of the Washington football
team. And, by the way, he owns that paper.
Exactly. So I'm not suggesting there's any foul play here, but if you want to put pressure on an owner to get out, what better way to do it than have one of the most powerful papers in the country keep the pressure on and keep the heat on Daniel Snyder?
So just one kind of funny note. There's a story, right, I mentioned it, that Snyder was suing this publication. It wasn't the Washington Post, but that had put out a story that one of the names that Snyder was considering was the Washington Bezos. That was a name that one of these media companies was putting out that Snyder was considering. So obviously he sued them because he said that was a complete misrepresentation. But, sometimes there's humor in these lawsuits. But Snyder, I guess, did find that one funny.
I prefer Red Wolves. I think that's good.
Red Wolves isn't bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Hey, Dan, good stuff, man. Appreciate your expertise all the time for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, guys. Anytime.
Thanks, Dan.
Let's give him a roaring round.
Yeah. And follow him on Instagram, too.
Is he at Sports Law Lust on Instagram, too?
Yeah.
He's Sports Law Lust everywhere.
See, mine are different. That's why I don't have time to even try to remember which one's which. It's at Tony Bruno Show on Twitter. What's it on Instagram, Robin?
It's Tony Bruno Show 1 because Tony Bruno Show was taken.
By who?
On Instagram?
Exactly.
I want them sued, too. I want to sue everybody. Sue. Studio.
Not a boy named Sue.
How about my Sue Studio?
That's good. Great Collins stuff.
Good stuff right there, man. Good stuff. The Twins and Red Sox are now official. Off the board, Harry. Postpone that game, too. I feel like I'm doing school closings in the wintertime. They'll be opening 2 hours late tonight, but the bullpen will not be around. We're coming right back. Stick around. Strapper calls coming up, too. All you strappers out there.
The Tony Bruno Show.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
And we're getting a lot of response today on the Twitch stream. We thank all the people joining us today on Twitch and on Sports Map Radio. But the Sirius situation is in the air right now. I know a lot of people are angry and are saying, why aren't you on Sirius today? The decision apparently was made right before the show that they would not put the show on Sirius XM Radio today. So people are trying to figure out what's going on. We don't know, and we'll find out. We will be on vacation next week, though.
Which was already planned.
We haven't been fired. There hasn't been any decision made. And so that's what we're doing. We're doing our show as planned. We planned the show, and then we found out at the last minute that it wasn't going to be on Sirius, so we're continuing the show. And we're on twitch.tv, Tony Bruno Show Live, and also you'll hear it again tonight on Sports Map Radio all over the country on the Mightier 1090. Unless those San Diego Padres. What is going on with the Padres, man? Pouch guy?
They're in the first game of their doubleheader with Seattle, right?
Well, in the Mightier 1090, we know that they want to keep you guys on because you guys have been the reason why the Padres have been doing well.
Well, we're not the only reason.
Oh, no, it's so clear.
Padres are losing 3-1.
Yeah, they're losing 3-1. They were down 3-0 to your Seattle Mariners in the bottom of the fifth now. It is 3-1 Seattle, and then the Dodgers leading. Well, that has to be later than that, but I got to refresh my screen here, Harry, as they say. Is it still 1-0 Dodgers?
It's 1-0.
No, nothing. Bottom second.
Bottom of the second.
Tone, I'm locked into this Pirates St. Louis Cardinals game.
You may be the only guy in America locked into that, correct?
Again, yeah. Listen, you give
is
me...
there a particular reason that you're locked into that contest?
Yeah, plus money on the Cardinals.
Exactly. And Harry made a good point. Again, some guy named Chad Cool is throwing for your Pittsburgh Pirates. If you know anything about this guy, Chad Cool, he gives up a lot of homers. And
cool.
Let it. Yeah, exactly.
I like dingers. Hit dingers.
And so it be the next inning, Yadier comes up, gets a 2-1 fastball, and drives over left field fence, and we got a 1-1 ball game going into the bottom of the sixth inning.
And I hit dingers.
Exactly. Not Joe Cool. And not...
Oh, we have a Rick from Iowa strapper line call.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
Oh, that's what I need today. In a day where there's no hockey, no NBA,
wait, I should pull up the transcripts at the same time to see how Google Translate does the Rick from Iowa phone call.
Let's go to the strapper line now. I need some strapper action.
Strap on. Strap on. Strap on. Strap on. The strapper line. But hey, take two. Okay, it's me again. I was going to say, too, I had a little outrage here with the Hard Rock, you know, because I went with a buddy, and I asked for a Hurricane, and he asked for a Corona beer because he thought he was Mexican. He was feeling Mexican lucky. The bartender, smart ass, said, that'll be 2020. Anyway.
What?
sorry, bad joke. But anyway, it's always, you are the bomb, you rock, and you roll, and... the only thing missing, I wish I had a party with the girls from the third floor. You think we can do that, party hardy?
Yeah.
Anyway, peace out, familia, and stay cool. And remember, you are too cool for school. Oh, by the way, couch potato guy, I hate to be the bad news, but we have another name change. The New York Yankees are going to be called the Tampa Rays. Bitch. All right. Peace.
What?
What was that about the Yankees?
We got a new name for the New York Yankees.
Yeah,
I
what was
change
it?
Their name to Tampa Bay's bitch.
Oh, is that?
But
yeah,
I
come on,
Harry.
Why don't you understand, Cuban?
Him. No.
You don't understand Cuban?
You know what the best part was? I actually edited it down to that. It was there was a lot more him just...
Can
you
know, I just say
I think he also forgets to hang up the phone
Google
at one
Translate
point.
Google Translate did a pretty darn good job.
Not bad. I mean,
we're reading along with it.
Couch
going,
potato guy.
Yeah. Couch potato guy.
Yeah. I got to go out there and have a few words with Rick. You know?
and
he,
go to Iowa?
He wants an introduction to the third floor girls.
Yeah, well, I don't think so.
Could you? Doesn't.
And party hardy.
We got one from Play Action Reel.
Oh, let's go to my boy.
What up? It's your old boy, Play Action Reel, with his wife, Stacked Up, Racked Up, AZ. And this is your strapper call. It isn't very long.
Olé!
He even got his wife to do the olé at the end.
Mm. Nice.
I didn't hear her.
That's because you said it.
Yeah, you talked over him.
Let's hear it again. Can we play that again? It was short and sweet. I always
What up? It's your old boy, Play Action Reel, with his wife, Stacked Up, Racked Up, AZ, and this is your strapper call. It isn't very long.
Olé.
Oh! That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
She almost broke into a...
Hi, Bobby.
And we have
Stacked Up, Racked up, AZ.
That is great. That's a great strapper call right there.
We have one from Wings and Diddy. He has a message for you, Harry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let's go to Wings and Diddy.
Hey, Harry, it's Wings and Diddy's here. Look, I felt bad about saying the Kit Kat made a Tito's favorite flavored candy bar yesterday. I could see the way your eyes lit up with excitement, so I wanted to try to make it right. So last night I crafted a heartfelt email to Kit Kat headquarters in Japan. I poignantly explained that in the Tony Bruno culture, the Tito's brand is revered, both for its delicious taste and its possible ability to treat the side effects of irritable bowel syndrome. Yeah. I let them know we'd be honored if they consider a Tito's-flavored Kit Kat candy bar. I awoke this morning to a response. Kit Kat Japan is going to do it. Your alcohol and confection dreams have been answered, my friend. Testing starts this fall with a preliminary rollout in spring 2021. Until then, you'll have to continue dipping your candy bars in your homemade peanut butter and vodka mix. Toodles.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
I look forward to that.
Two cups of vodka. Good vodka. Big picture. The
Oh.
So we actually have a message on here that's not even addressed to us. It's the Eitan.
Oh, yeah?
Eitan gets a shout out on the strapper line?
What up, strappers? This is Destro Fan with a message for Eitan Shander, not Gary Shandling. Eitan, I'm not gifting you a sub on Twitch, but I heard that you and your smoke show wife are trying to conceive, so I am gifting you an eighth of Dr. Kush's sperm booster formula.
Oh.
Eitan, your sperm are going to be so jacked, they're going to be fertilizing two eggs at the same time.
Oh,
man.
Wow. Man, yeah.
That's a phenomenal call.
That is awesome.
Two chicks at the same time, man.
That really
That's
is
a
good.
Great Destro's fan right there,
your
man.
Sperm is going to be
these
so
are epic,
up.
Epic strapper calls today, Aaron.
You know Shander is making an impression on our audience if he's getting strapper calls.
Absolutely. It's the impression that I get.
Wow.
Remember that? Who did that song?
Mighty Mighty Boston.
Exactly right. We've addressed that before.
Well, did we already mention that next week while we're on vacation that Eitan is going to be filling in?
Is this breaking news?
No, I think I mentioned it yesterday, but let's reiterate it for those of you.
Harry knows this.
Yes.
Harry goes on Eitan's show on Sports Map Radio.
Every Wednesday.
Now, what happened? Did he announce that he's going to be filling in? Now, so he's going to be doing like his 2 hours and then the 3 hours after? He's just going to stay on the air all day?
Oh, yeah, he stays on all day.
And all night if he has to.
He's just, and then he is being co-host with
Trey Thomas,
former offensive lineman
for the Eagles.
Maybe maybe he won't, because Trey Thomas may be getting a call from the Eagles right now to come out of retirement and replace Andre Dillard, who's out for the year, Harry.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the Jason Peters signing is looking more and more brilliant.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you think they kick him back out to left tackle then, JP, and then figure something out at guard?
Who do I look like?
I would think so.
Doug Peterson?
I mean...
By the way, Wings and Diddy's wants to make sure that we all know that he did not read a prepared statement. He has been calling into radio shows for over 15 years, and he got it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You could tell he's a seasoned strapper line caller, Harry.
Yeah.
You know, when you have to call a radio show and read from a prepared statement, Harry, I've always been against that.
No, yeah.
Callers should be natural, like the hosts.
Do you think some of those guys on Rome's show, they'll read a statement?
I think back in the day they did.
Yeah.
And I used to always joke around with callers who sounded like they would read. And I love Rome. We're boys, you know. But when I would get a caller who sounded like he was, I would say, are you reading from a prepared statement? You know what I mean? Because that would sound like he was reading from a prepared statement.
I have a confession, though.
Yes.
The first time when I came on the show and I was fine when I was pretending to be the Irish chick.
I thought you were Dwayne from
Megan
Sweetsboro.
Megan O'Malley.
Pretending to be him, too.
I was Megan O'Malley. In studio, I was fine. But when I called in one time on my own, I wish I had had a prepared statement. I did not do well. I was so incredibly nervous. So I get it. I get why people read from a prepared statement if they're not used to it.
Robin?
Rick from Iowa on the strapper line, though, needs to be a permanent thing.
Oh, absolutely.
He needs to continue.
Absolutely. Or Sammy Sosa would say.
Just keep it continuing the same thing.
856-818-4045 is the strapper
line. Write that
line.
Number down because it could be 24/7. You can wake up in a cold sweat at 2 in the morning wondering where the NBA or the hockey is. You guys get strapper line, 856-818-4045. It's there for you when you need it most. It may save your life one night. Just one night, you know, a DJ saved my life on the dance floor one night, Aaron. Not DJ Jazzy Jeff, although he's a friend of the show, too.
Thunderstruck. Adjective. Shocked and amazed by the power of carnival fun. It's what happens when you ride Bolt, the world's first sea coaster. When you island hop till you drop.
Thunderstruck!
When you book four massages back to back. Back to back. Get Thunderstruck starting at $289. Carnival. Choose fun.
Cruises are in U.S. dollars per person, double occupancy. Taxes, fees, and port expenses additional. Restrictions apply. Full details on Carnival.com. Ships registry, Bahamas, Panama.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete. And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.